Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location. At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
What's up, good people? Your boy is back, man, and it's time for another session of that verbal cardio. You feel me, man? I am back. I apologize for the hiatus. I am back in this thing, man. People been up my ass about where's verbal cardio, man? And I appreciate that y'all even care where it's at, man. My apologies. I'm not a fan of making excuses, but I was focused on a lot of other things, man. No matter what I posted, y'all didn't want to hear none of that. Y'all was like, man, forget all that. Where's verbal cardio? I had an emotional moment with all the stuff that's going on around the country with these cops killing Black folks, and you know that really, that last incident in Louisiana with the son crying just set my soul on fire. So I don't know, it just hit me hard. And you know, I was focused on my special that I shot. I shot my very first stand-up comedy special. Even when I was posting about that, y'all was still like, man, yeah, man, fuck all that. Where's verbal cardio at? And I'm like, damn, man, can I focus on the special? Do y'all know what goes into doing a comedy special? Like, forget all that, man. Where's verbal cardio? Where the video's at, where's verbal cardio? But I was just trying to gear up, you know, everything, more videos, more verbal cardio for the fall. But y'all ain't having it. Y'all want the verbal cardio now. Well, here it is, man. Sometimes it's just hard for me to sit around and talk for 30 minutes, man. I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm not a big talker, surprisingly, even though I do stand up for a living. You know, I talk for a living. That's what pays my rent. But I still, you know, just me sitting there for 30 minutes just talking, I'll be tired, man. I'm not the guy that likes to listen to himself talk, surprisingly. I got a lot to say, and I want to convey that. I'll do it written. That's why I post so much on social media. Like, I'll write something and just post it out there. I got to get it out of my brain before I forget it, because I got so much going on in my brain. You know, I got to get it out there immediately. But anyway, the hiatus, man. What's been going on with me while on hiatus, man? That Black Lives Matter thing really got to me. And, like, you know, initially I was kind of like, you know, as much violence. Initially, like, we'll take it back all the way to the Ferguson thing. And it was like, I was definitely on that contingent of, where's the outrage when the shootings are going on throughout the year amongst citizens? Not the police, just the citizens, the teens killing each other and the teens killing adults, vice versa, just everybody getting shot up. Where's the outrage there? Like, this was my initial thinking back then. Like, where's the outrage there when, you know, Jamal shoots Tariq? Where's that outrage? Where y'all just going, you got this no snitching thing, but like, where's the outrage for that? That was my mindset. But then I got to thinking, like, okay, when a teen kills another teen, that teen is tried and convicted. You know, that adult kills another adult, they're tried and convicted and sent to prison. Well, here what the cops doing, man, they just taking it too far, killing people and not paying the price, not serving time, not doing time for your crime. It is a crime, man. It's a crime out here, dog. You're overdoing it. You're taking a life when it didn't have to be taken. I can see if y'all getting shot at, you know, they're trying to stab you. Okay. But we don't see many of those videos. We seeing on camera just cops panicking in the moment and just taking somebody's life. That's taking somebody's life. And, you know, I can't speak for all the cops that do it. I hope in my soul, in my heart and soul, that they're not so heartless against other human beings that killing them is just another day at the office. You know, I would imagine that taking a life really weighs on your soul, whether you're a soldier or a cop, man. That has to sit with you. If it doesn't, then I'm like, God damn, I don't want you policing my community if you killing somebody doesn't weigh you down. Like, even if I shot up like a killer, like it's a killer on the loose, I blast him. I would imagine that would still sit on me because I took another human life. That's pretty epic. Like, I don't know what it's like. I've never killed anyone. Hopefully I never will. But I would imagine that's a heavy, heavy spiritual burden. Like, man, I just took somebody's life. If I ran over a cat, I'm devastated for the week. I'm like, oh, God damn it, man. I shouldn't have been driving tonight, man. The cat. I couldn't imagine. I remember I hit the armadillo when I was a teenager when we were driving from New Mexico to Chicago. I still remember this. I was like, God, man, the armadillo, though. I wake up in cold sweats. I'd be like, like, what's going on, Tony? What's going on? Oh, the armadillo in Texas. I think it was in the panhandle. I just had a nightmare. Excuse me. Let me get some water. And you know I got my co-host, by the way. Water is definitely in the studio with me right now. Best drink of all time. I keep telling y'all, man. Drink more water, y'all. Water is life. That's why y'all out here looking old and tired and bags under your eyes and skin is looking subpar, man. Get in on this water, man. Don't struggle with it. I wish every drink on the planet disappeared for like a month and all that was left was water. I wish it was just water or nothing. And I just want to see y'all just muster up the guts, the sheer spirit to drink 64 ounces of water a day for a month. Watch how your life will improve. Your skin gonna start glowing. People gonna be like, yo, I don't know what it is about you, but your face hasn't mattered like this in a long time. What have you been doing? Oh, it's the water, player. It's the water. Drink more water. But back to the real issues, man. And like, you know, my social media got real serious for a while, man. I was like posting because I see what's going on out here. Yeah, I'll be laughing and joking and posting silly stuff all day and night. But man, shit was real, man. And what pisses me off is that, you know, I'm all about the Black Lives Matter movement because now I see that it really feels like our lives don't matter. And yeah, I cried on social media, you know. I wore my heart on my sleeve, or should I say my shoulder, because I'm usually in the black wife beater. I was crying in front of everybody, man. You know what? I ain't ashamed, man. Yeah, I be crying out here. What you gonna do? Y'all can't whoop me, though. Y'all can't whoop my ass, so yeah, I be crying in public. What you gonna do? But it just got to me, man. It's just frustrating. It was the frustration. It was the pain of seeing that young man cry for his dad. Like, I just pictured my own son crying for me, or even worse, to imagine me crying for my son. Like, but it just got to me, man. I was like, oh, man, I can't take this no more, man. I went on a super rampage on social media. Like, I didn't want to post nothing else but what was real. And I know laughter is important to the people. I realize that. But also caring, man. Showing that you care. Putting the word out there. Getting awareness. Show that you care, man. Instead of arguing with people talking about Black Lives Matter. All lives matter. All lives matter, though, man. We know this. We know this. And what pisses me off is that people aren't even, you know what we mean when we say Black Lives Matter. You just want to be assholes. You just want to be like, all lives matter. Why are you being racist out here and just worrying about black lives? Black people in this country have a track record of caring about other people. That's why blacks have fought in the wars of this country. We fought in World War I, World War II, Civil War. We fought in these wars for countries that don't give a shit about us, but we still fight for the country. Like, wow, that's showing a lot of love right there. We showing love. And it comes down to even this. On the entertainment movie tip, okay? I love movies. And I want to ask you this to my non-black listeners, man. Like, do you watch movies with all black casts? Like, do you watch them? Do you come out to the theater and support them? Do you come see them, even if it's an all-black cast? Do you come out? That's what I wonder, like, because black folks, we go see all-white movies all day and night. We stay at the movie theater. We're consumers. Like, whatever we like, we're going to support. If we like it, we're coming out. Like, movie themes are universal. Like, we get it. Like, even though wasn't no black people in Lord of the Rings, we got the story. We were still there. I mean, granted, a lot more black people don't really, usually when I bring up Lord of the Rings, some black people be like, nah, I ain't with that type of, and it wasn't because it was all white, it was just because the fantasy aspect of it, you know? So they be like, I ain't with all that, but they fuck with Harry Potter, you know what I mean? So it's like, we're there. Even when the black characters aren't, because we get the story, we get the theme, we get the characters, man. And then, I feel like it's not returned on the black end. Like when we come out, when Tyler Perry makes a movie or there's a thriller with an all black cast, like they'll make 50, 60 mil, 40, 50, 60 mil, and then they'll top out after that. Like, where's the crossover appeal? Where's the crossover? Y'all coming out for us? And don't give me that, we really can't relate. How can you not relate? I mean, the story is a central theme. It's a human beings dealing with emotions, love, whatever, crazy chick. You know, how can you not relate? How is this movie different than Fatal Attraction was crossed over, man? It's like, come see us, man. Come on out. You know, we're not out here speaking another language. It's not like African-Americans are speaking Swahili and it's a subtitled flick, man. Come out and support, man. Connect. And that's what I wonder, man. And it's like, back to the Black Lives Matter thing, it's like this country has a history of showing us that we don't matter. So, of course, we're going to be like, you know what? We really don't matter out here. And so we have to focus on us for just a second to show you that, hey, our lives matter, too, because everybody else's lives seem to matter but ours, man. The history of this country just shows that. Just stop being ignorant and stop arguing with people that say Black Lives Matter and just do your research. It's all here for the taking. Just read and learn and show empathy. That's all your punk ass got to do, man. Stop arguing. You know we don't. You know we ain't sitting here saying Black lives is the only lives that matter. That's not even how we roll in society. You know, we show that we care about other people. We working for other businesses. We doing all kind of stuff to show that we care. We supporting movies. We supporting music, whatever. But we not getting the same on the back end. You know, we not getting the same in return. And that's what we're talking about, man. Come on, man. Like, you know, in this country, we came here as slaves. Our lives didn't matter. We only mattered what we could work and put out for free on free labor for, you know, white slave owners. Then we finally get some freedom that a lot of people didn't want us to have. And now we getting lynched and punished for just trying to get basic human rights, voting rights. We getting beat, hit with bricks, hoses, dogs. Does it seem like our lives matter in that context? It doesn't really seem like that. And then when we want to compete and just work a job and feed our families and provide homes for our families, and you know, we hit these plants and mills and we just moving and relocating, and then the white people in that community, oh man, it's too many black people coming here. We want to move somewhere else. Does that doesn't seem like our lives matter? You don't even want to live amongst us? Oh, yeah, man, it feels like our lives matter. No, it doesn't, man. White flight is something that happens in every major city in America. White flight, look it up. Like, just moving away from us, that doesn't really show that our lives matter. And then we lose support, we lose funding, and the schools take a hit, you know, and then, you know, poverty. And when you're in a poverty situation, you're going to do what you got to do to survive. That's with any race. You take a poor white man and put him in some disparity, man, that shit is going to be violent. They're going to do what they got to do to survive. Look at gangs in New York. Those are whites. It was wilding because they were poor. You know what I mean? It's a poor thing. It's not a race thing. Like, you know, and like, it just shows that our lives don't matter, man. You give us the opportunity, you give us the education, you give us the facilities, man. Don't be running from us. Live amongst us, man. Live amongst us, man. We good people. Just come through, man. And I'm not begging y'all to like us. I'm just saying, fuck with us. Come through, man. Come see our movies. Come see our movies. Don't just pick one black and just, you know, follow that. Fuck with all of it, man. Dig in. Get in on this. You can find a similar thing that you can relate to. Trust me, man. Trust me. Because I be watching white movies all the time. I just saw this movie called Hell or High Water. It wasn't a black person in this joint, but it was one of the best movies I've seen this summer, man. Because I connect with the characters, like, you know what I mean? So come out and see us, man. Vibe with us. Vibe with us, man. We out here. We're humans, too. All right? We're intelligent. We lovely, man. We have a good time. We want better for our families. Isn't that what everybody wants out here? You know what I mean? Prove that you ain't a racist dummy out here on some ignorant shit. Prove it. Prove it. Show us, man. Come through. And I can go on and on about that, but, you know, I'm back on the podcast scene. I don't want to get too heavy out the gate. You know what I mean? But back to Hell or High Water. It stars Jeff Bridges, Chris Pine, and Ben Foster. Ben Foster and Chris Pine play two brothers that are like robbing banks. And they got a whole motive on why they're doing it. And this is like set in West Texas. So it's real dry and Texas-y, and hats, jeans, boots, shirts with the pearl snap buttons, and pickup trucks and dusty vehicles and horses and, you know, racism and all that good old West Texas. It's West Texas. So what's the trip about the movie is I lived in Clovis, New Mexico for a long time. They shot some of the movie in Clovis, New Mexico. I was like, yo, I recognized it in the trailer. I was like, yo, that's Clovis. And I was like, man, they out here filming in Clovis. So I thought that was pretty dope. That's not the first movie they shot in Clovis. I remember they shot this movie called Believe in Me in Clovis, New Mexico. Matter of fact, this girl I know, Roz, she was in the movie. She played like one of the basketball players on a different team. And but Hell or High Water, man, it was a good movie, man. It was character driven. It took its time. It was like, yo, focus on these characters in the story, man. And it paid off. Like, it was a really good watch. So I enjoyed that joint, man. Go see it. It's definitely one of the better films of the summer. It's subtle. It's low key. It's got some action in there. It's just good, man. It's just a good movie. It's just a good movie. It's got great reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, too. And it's definitely one of the better movies of the summer, man. Definitely one of the better movies of the summer. And I recommend it. Tony Baker recommends the film in Hell or High Water. Even though you haven't heard of it, so what? Check it out anyway. Everything that you've heard of is sometimes trash, Suicide Squad. But I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Go check it out. But hopefully I'm back. I'm going to get back on a regular rhythm with the podcast, man, because I don't want to leave y'all waiting as long as y'all did this last time. So I apologize. My humblest apologies to you all, because y'all was like, where's the podcast? Y'all wasn't trying to hear nothing I had to say, man. Other than that, we got the Black Lives Matter. That hit my soul. We got Hell or High Water, man. And we got my comedy special, man. I taped it. It's my first special. Let me tell you something, man. It feels good when a group of people believe in what you're doing. They believe in what you're doing. They see a similar vision, and y'all just go for it and get that shit done, man. I didn't have to wait on Comedy Central or HBO or Showtime or whoever to pick me. We did it ourselves, guerrilla style, man. And I'm blessed, man. And it was just a crazy experience to think, like, you know, 8 years ago when I hit that first open mic to now just shooting a special, 5-6 camera special in New Mexico. I went to Las Cruces, New Mexico to film it. And I don't know, you know, we're going to shop it around. I don't know where it's going to end up, but I know it's going to look great. I hope y'all enjoy it, man. It was just a blessing for the cast, Tony and Brennan, to get behind me and really believe in what I was doing and believe in my comedy to even want to, you know, get this ball rolling. My agent manager, Robbie, man, he was just like, yo, whatever you need, man. He put the work in, man. And Ben came through on the investment tip. And it just all came together beautifully, man. It came together so beautifully, man. And it was such a great experience. The road trip out there, like, we drove in groups, man. We had a whole crew doing this. So we drove in groups going down there. We drove 10 and a half hours out to Las Cruces. And it was savagery in the car. It was me, my bro Keenan Baker, the director Tony, and the producer Brennan. We in the car shredding each other up, man. Anybody can get it on the road trip. It wasn't no niceties and buttery fluff conversation, man. We was going in, man. And then we had some good-ass gourmet tacos in Phoenix, Arizona, man. Hey, yo, I can't think of the name of the place, but them tacos was righteous. And they was mad at me because I didn't get the gourmet tacos that they have on the menu, man. They get, like, shark tacos. First of all, I don't respect eating shark. I don't respect it. I don't respect it. I didn't order the shark tacos because I feel like we shouldn't be eating sharks. We just eating what? Stop just eating whatever. Stop, man. We don't need to be eating sharks, man. That's a predator. Let the shark do what it do. And y'all be like, will it eat us? It's kind of fair play at that point. Nah, man, so what? So what? We shouldn't have our punk asses in that ocean with the shark. We in his domain. We should be getting eaten. We should be getting attacked more often, to be honest with you. Because we in his domain. What you want from him? What you want from the shark? They going to do what they do, man. But I just feel like we shouldn't be eating shark. It's just too much. Let's stick to tuna, catfish, perch, tilapia, and call it a day, man. Maybe some swordfish and some salmon. Oh, definitely salmon. Other than that, man, all right, we ain't got to eat everything that's in the ocean. Like, oh, man, you in the ocean? Well, let's get in on this seal meat. Oh, this sautéed sea lion is tremendous. And pass me, you got to dip the walrus in the oil, man. That's when it's really good. Dip the walrus in the butter sauce. Yo, let me break me off a slice of that killer whale. Let me get some of that orca. Let me get the orca with the steamed broccoli. Come on, man. We ain't got to eat everything that's in the ocean, man. Let me get some dolphin fin. Like, so y'all eating sharks just because y'all be like, no, don't eat the dolphins. But ain't nobody protesting on the shark eating just because they eat us. They doing what they supposed to do. When you born with all those teeth, you supposed to eat everything you come across. Don't take it out on him. We killing this planet, man. We are killing this planet. Just overeating, eating stuff we ain't got no business eating, messing up the whole ecosystem. You greedy bastards just to be saying, oh, we're eating shark. Aren't we luxurious and lavish? We eating shark out here, man. We shouldn't be eating no squids. We shouldn't be eating no octopus. Like, why are we doing this? I touched the octopus, by the way, when I was in Seychelles. I saw an octopus and I touched it. It was sticky. It was sticky. But they're amazing creatures. I watched it change color and everything. Like, why are we eating this animal? It's magnificent. Like, why are we eating octopus? And they be eating octopus overseas just while it's alive. They just shove it in there. That's disgusting. It's so disrespectful. We just going to eat it alive like we a shark? See, we want to be sharks. That's what it is. Y'all jealous of these sharks. So y'all want to cook them up, saute it up just because you want to be a shark. That's what it is. Humans are villains, man. Humans are villains. They be like, I got your ass now, shark. We out here eating alligator. I did try alligator at the sushi spot in Morro Bay, California. I didn't like it. The meat was tough. And then I just thought to myself, why am I eating this? Why am I eating this alligator, man? I shouldn't be doing this. I don't need to be doing this, man. You don't have to eat every animal on the planet is what I'm saying, guys. All right? Just let some of these fish just be, man. We ain't got to throw everything on the skillet. Stop it. And if I catch one of you bastards eating some sea lion, I'ma just haul off and steal on your whole family, man. Everybody need to be socked up. If you out here eating sea lions, otters, walruses, y'all need to be slapped royally, repeatedly slapped, and all that, man, just the disrespect. But it starts with the shark. It starts with the shark. Then you feel like you can just eat whatever, and it's not right. It's not right, man. Anyway, I went on my spiel about that. I forgot how I even ended up there. Oh, yeah, the tacos, man. So I did get some great tacos. They were pricey, though. They had this one taco that was like $4.50 a taco. Hey, listen, man, I know you gourmet. I know you got the spinach on there and the mushrooms. But let me tell you something, man. It's still a corn tortilla and just a taco, man. Get these prices out of here, man. I come from a street taco background. I'm a street taco cat, man. I'm humble. I'm low-key. Street taco dude, man. I got street tacos tattooed on my shoulders, all right? It's real out here. It's humble. It's real. You know what I mean? And the price should reflect that. It should be like $1 something, $2 max. And once you go into $4 and some change, I can't respect it. Now, mind you, that taco I had with the spinach on it, that was one of the best moments of my life. I wanted to get that taco pregnant and start a family with that taco, like from here until I die. Like on the deathbed, I wanted that taco with me, looking into my eyes like, we had a great run, Tony. Beep. That's how good that taco was, man. But when I saw the price the next time we went on the way back here, I was like, you know what? I can't do it. My morals, my standards won't let me pay $4.50 for a taco. It just didn't feel right in my soul. Not a burrito, a taco, soft shell corn tortilla taco, $4.50. Now, mind you, it was gourmet, but still, I couldn't fuck with that price. I had to bow out. I was like, man, I know you're good. I know you're the utmost, but I just can't pay that price. And then I wasn't even paying for my meal, but I still, my heart, my soul, my integrity just wouldn't let me pay that much for a taco. And then I went back down to the street tacos, man. And people was just like, man, you don't get no respect, Tom, because you're doing street tacos at a gourmet taco spot. I was like, let me live, player. This is who I am in life. All right? This is how I came up, man. I came up on street tacos. This is who I am. True and true, man. Blood in, blood out on these tacos, man. Street tacos all day. La familia. We out here. Street tacos, man. Respect it. I love tacos, if you can't already tell. But I don't like shark tacos because we shouldn't be eating no goddamn sharks. Anyway, y'all, stay tuned for the special. I'll probably talk more on the special on another episode of Verbal Cardio, but I didn't want to bore y'all with the details. I don't like talking too much about the details because what if it flops? And then I just talked it up too much, man. So, you know, I just keep everything low key. We still got some stuff to do for the special. The special's not done. We still got more stuff to add. Got some nice little treats for you guys, okay? And stay tuned for that. We ain't got no date set, so don't be asking me, when's the special drop? I'll keep y'all posted. Y'all just make sure y'all step up and do what you're supposed to do when it comes out. The people need to do their part. You said you was down. Here it is. And y'all be like, when you coming to session, which? When they book me, I will come. I can't just show up the cities unbooked. Okay? I got to be booked to come out. But, matter of fact, I'm in Seattle tomorrow, if anybody in Seattle is listening. I'm out there tomorrow. Seattle, Annapolis, Vegas, back to Seattle, San Jose, Sacramento, Columbus, Ohio, Portland. I'm coming for y'all all this fall. So be ready, man. Come through when I come out there, man. Don't be playing around. When I come through, y'all need to come through. All right? When I come in, I come in. But thanks for listening. Thanks for being patient with me. Don't turn your backs on me, y'all. I'm sorry. I got a lot going on, and I'm trying to give y'all the most that I can. So Verbal Cardio is back. It never left. Just bear with me, people. Just bear with me, man. Thank you for listening to another session of that Verbal Cardio.